Tonight continues with more interviews and great conversation to get you through the night on News Talk 1010 CFRB in Toronto and CJAD 800 in Montreal. Here's Peter Anthony Holder.
Helping of stuff from the CJAD and CFRB stuff file, but right now, joining us on the program is Jane Marlo Robbins. Now, we had Jane on the program, let me see now, it'll be September of 03, so almost 5 years ago. Now, she's back on the show. Now, she's the author of Acting Techniques for Everyday Life, Look and Feel Self-Confident in Difficult Real-Life Situations. And now, there's a just-published deck of flashcards based on the book Perform at Your Best, Acting Techniques for Business, Social and Personal Success. Hi, Jane. How are you?
I'm happy to be back on the show. I'm happy the book is now in its fifth printing and the cards are published. Amazing. Wonderful.
Now, when we first spoke to you 5 years ago, you just got the book published.
I know, and I knew that in my own work, I've worked with a lot of people for 20 years, actually, before the book came out, and I could see that the techniques worked and help them in their real life, whether it was for a job interview or a blind date. But to have strangers call me and email me from all over the country saying, oh my God, it was so helpful, it's just a wonderful feeling, Anthony.
I can imagine. Now, what led to the flashcards? First of all, the flashcards are not based on the first book.
They are indeed. I just thought it would be a cute idea. And it makes it easy for people who get scared in any social situation to even have a card in their back pocket that even might make them smile. For example, one of my favorite pictures is this Goofy. It's a wonderful artist named A.J. Garcese. And there's a ballerina, but it's a big fat guy with a tutu in pink tights. And next to his picture, it says, do you hate feeling awkward in a social situation? And then on the other side, it says, the technique is play a character. So practice walking around as if you were your favorite dancer, whomever, Baryshnikov, Anna Pavlova, Ginger Rogers, Fred Astaire, Madonna, whatever, because that kind of transformation, though it sounds superficial and like actors can do that, I can't, everybody can do that. That's what I found out in all of my workshops.
Well, that's an interesting point because you know, a lot of the things you talk about obviously come from an acting background, and so many people, everyday people, say to themselves, "Well, I couldn't be an actor because if I could, I would," and therefore, what seems to come to a certain degree to someone like yourself more naturally might be a little difficult, or at least in their impression would be it would come a little more difficult to the average Joe, as it were.
Well, Lynn Redgrave, bless her heart, said that she had never made the translation either. In other words, us actors knew that you use, say, a technique called sense memory to in fact feel and behave however you want to on a stage. Say you come in and something dreadful has happened in your life. Your car got impounded, your dog died, I don't know, but you have to play somebody who's, let's say, happy and self-confident. Well, you have a technique to do that. For the stage, but most actors I know are very, very shy, and they didn't make that leap of saying, oh, wait a minute, I use this on stage to make myself feel beautiful, self-confident, whatever. I wonder if it could work in life. And for some reason, that idea just showed up in my brain, and I started teaching people, and sure enough, it did help them.
Okay, but let me ask you this question. Now, just the other day, as a matter of fact, I watched an old episode of Inside the Actor's Studio. And it was an episode which had Ben Kingsley as the actor. And I think in this day and age, people often talk about they don't make them like they used to. And I think he's one of the actors today that harkens back to you know, the days of the 30s and 40s. He's an amazing actor.
Yeah.
But as I was watching this, and I was riveted for the entire hour that he was talking about his life and talking about his career and talking to the students, I was beginning to wonder, okay, are we actually seeing Ben Kingsley, or are we seeing Ben Kingsley acting as Ben Kingsley?
Well, isn't that what we all do? I mean, who is Jane Marla Robbins? Well, I'm so many people. You know, I'm one character with a lover, authentically myself, but it's very different from the way I bring a pair of shoes into the shoemaker, even though he's a psychic. No, never mind. I mean, and his job, Ben Kingsley's job to show up on an interview show is to, you know, make sense and sell a movie. So he has a certain persona that he is acting, if you will, or allowing to emerge, if you will. And vocabulary is so different for everybody. It's whatever turns you on. I remember my acting teacher telling me about Dustin Hoffman. He was trying to illustrate the point that really acting techniques, use anything that gets your juices going and gets you inspired and able to do whatever the task is. And Dustin used to go up to the guy on the lighting, you know, on the lights, who was lighting his scene in a movie, and he'd say something outrageous, scatological. That was Dustin, as I knew him too. And the guy probably would almost fall off of his, you know, ladder. But that buzz it gave Dustin was all he needed to get into the scene. In other words, use anything. If it's thinking of your, you know, your dear departed dog who made you laugh and you need to laugh, if it doesn't make you cry, use that. If you need to think of the dog under the table at a business meeting licking your ankles, do that. And of course, no one will know that you're using that.
So is the idea, again, to use these techniques? I mean, we're talking about techniques that you use as an actor.
Right.
To use these in your everyday life, in other words, to the role of Jane Marla Robbins today is being played by Jane Marla Robbins.
In fact, Anthony, I kind of stopped acting. I'm not saying I'll never go back to it, because I suddenly had this burning desire to be Jane Marla Robbins. I could be Mozart's sister, Moses' sister, Eleanor Roosevelt, Amelia Earhart. But Jane Marla Robbins, and I'm sure you've heard other actors say this, well, I'm not really comfortable being myself, but I sure am comfortable in a role.
Yes.
And I just, that's the most, I mean, I figure, I heard this somewhere, you know, when I get to the pearly gates or whatever they are, and if there's a St. Peter, he's not going to ask me why I wasn't more like Mother Teresa. He's going to say, why weren't you more like Jane Marla Robbins? So I started using these techniques so that in a given situation, I could be most authentically myself. Because I don't think my authentic self is scared, timid, shy, you know, feeling lousy about myself. I think we're all, you know, children of light and joy and laughter. That gets eclipsed very often, I admit, and mine as well. I think we teach best what we most need to learn. There, I've said it.
We are talking with Jane Marla Robbins here on CJD and CFRB. By the way, you can check out her website, which is janemarlarobbins.com. You could also go to my website, peteranthonyholder.com. Click on the What's On page for tonight's date. You'll find links to Jane's website. We'll take a quick break, and when we come back, I want to talk more about those flashcards. This is Montreal's News Talk leader, CJD 800, and News Talk 1010, CFRB, Toronto.
Canada's favorite overnight talk show continues with Peter Anthony Holder on CJAD 800 in Montreal and News Talk 1010 CFRB in Toronto.
And we are talking with Jane Marla Robbins here on CJAD and CFRB. She's the lady behind Perform at Your Best, acting techniques for business, social, and personal success. And when you came up with the idea for the flashcards, who are you thinking of as your primary market?
Probably me, because they make me laugh. And what I'd found in teaching for 20 years is when people are having a good time, they tend to learn better, faster, easily. There's a great acting teacher named Harold Klerman who used to get us laughing, and he said he'd always get his pupils laughing because sometimes the lessons were difficult, even a bitter pill to swallow. So if the kids' mouths were open laughing, you could just throw it down the throats.
Ah, okay. So give us some...
Actually, laughing, when you laugh, or even if you smile, apparently the body produces a chemical which strengthens your immune system. So already you're feeling stronger and better.
Well, right? There you go. That's probably why I'm so healthy.
There you go. Now, I know. I'm having so much fun.
So tell me some of the things people can find. Give us an example of some of the things, as you mentioned, that you'd find on the flashcards.
Okay. So here's a silly picture of an odd-looking young man with a pigeon on his head. And it says, if your bathtub is clogged again, but your landlord's unbelievably intimidating... And then you turn it over, and it says, use your imagination. Basically, imagine a pigeon on your landlord's head.
Mm.
Maybe even doing what pigeons do. So immediately, you're a little less intimidated. That's all. So, yes, you're laughing. God bless you. All right, another card.
So I guess it goes back to the old situation of, if you've got to do public speaking, imagine your audience naked, that kind of thing. Yourself at ease by putting other people in odd situations.
As I said, anything that works. Here's one of my favorite drawings. There's a picture of a lion, and somehow he's got a suit on. It says, do you want to feel more self-assured making that sale? And then it describes on the back, playing a lion. Marlon Brando, I don't know if we mentioned this on your last show, but it was 5 years ago, worked on playing a gorilla for that Academy Award-winning performance in Streetcar Named Desire. You know, when he's screaming, Stella, you watch him pound his chest. The truth is, feeling insecure, a lot of my clients are, pretending they're lions, because when you walk around and you pretend you have the energy of that great king of beasts, it changes your energy, and you get in touch with your own strength.
Hmm. Taking this into left field for a little bit, actors, even when they're successful, continue to take acting classes.
A lot of them do. A lot of them have coaches, and a lot of them have friends who help them. You never know.
Do you think people in general should, at least one time in their life, take an acting class?
Everything, it depends on... I've been coaching a lot of lawyers, and for litigation, and some of them are just naturals. I mean, some people just walk into a room and they feel comfortable, they can talk to everybody, they're popular, and some people, I wanted to just hide under a couch. So I need the technique. Some people don't. I mean, that's how I feel about everything. There's no one diet that everybody is going to, use to feel healthy and get whatever their ideal weight is. But the truth is, I believe we use all of us acting techniques automatically, unconsciously, or some consciously. I mean, since I wrote the book, and people say, "Oh, but I use that anyway. I imagine my grandma's there when I, when I have to pitch that story to the studio executives because she made me feel good." That's an example of sense memory, actually is it's when you sensorially recreate a reality. They're using it in hospitals now because they understand that even in an operation, if you're given sensory input, you can change your blood pressure, your anxiety level, your pain levels. I mean, it's an amazing thing, and something as simple as, Marilyn Monroe in her film with Sir Laurence Olivier, The Prince and the Showgirl, she was unbelievably stiff, but she had her acting coach there, Paula Strasberg, and Paula said, imagine that Frankie Sinatra is here, and that's Frankie instead of Larry, and she did, and she's, magical in that opening scene.
Hmm. Interesting. So let me ask you, which flashcard did you look at just before you came on this show tonight?
Well, I actually have a portrait of my grandmother here in my apartment, especially, and she makes me feel good. And I've got my dog here, and I looked at all of them because I was trying to think what to share with your audience. And I was just having a good time, which is, it's like the last chapter of my book is called Having Fun. It's not always easy. I can get dour like the best of them.
Yeah, it's interesting to say that it's not always that easy, because I find that there's a lot of people who just can't seem to be happy for some reason.
Well, that's you know, it's a kind of Puritan ethic. Surely there's something wrong with having too much fun. You're supposed to be serious and making money or, you know, doing good or whatever the work ethic happens to be. But I think they do find that even in large companies, if all of the people in the company are having fun, they're much more productive.
Absolutely. So how does one get their hands on the book, or and more importantly, now that they're out, how does one get their hands on the flashcards?
Amazon. Amazon is good. Amazon carries both, bless your heart.
Excellent. So people can go to Amazon.com or Amazon.ca and find the book and also the flashcards. How long have the flashcards been out, by the way?
They're just emerging, even as we speak. So they're on Amazon, and little by little they're getting into stores. But at least anybody can get them on Amazon, so that makes me happy.
Okay, now you say you're not acting anymore?
I've been busy writing. I mean, writing the cards, writing the book of poems, and coaching. The coaching is so deeply rewarding because people come to me feeling miserable because they can't be themselves in any given situation. And, you know, they learn a simple, maybe it's because they pay me money, so they have to use the technique, but lo and behold, they leave and then they call me and they say, yeah, you know, I went to that job interview and it wasn't the terrible ordeal the last 10 had been. I mean, I even had fun, and some guy just said, we'd been talking about a technique called taking a pause. You take a pause for effect. You can see Al Pacino doing it in his movie Scent of a Woman, where he got an Academy Award. So this guy took a pause, and he actually saw the guy who was interviewing him move forward towards him, because there's something very mysterious and powerful about daring to have a moment of stillness.
It's funny you say that, because Ben Kingsley talked about the pause.
No kidding!
Yes, he did. Yes, he did, among other things. And at one point, he and the host, James Lipton, just stared at each other. And it was a moment. Anyway, do you miss the acting?
No, not at all. I have been hungry just to be myself.
Mm.
I mean, I acted for so many years, and, you know, I'm grateful for my career, and I'm sure I learned a lot. And now it's time for me to be me. It's kind of amazing.
Mm. Well, the book is Perform at Your Best, Acting Techniques for Business, Social, and Personal Success. You could also find the flashcards. You can go to Jane's website, which is www.janemarlarobbins.com. You can find the website, if you don't remember to write down Jane Marla Robbins, by going to my website at peteranthonyholder.com, clicking on the What's On page for tonight's date, and you'll find the link to Jane's site. I thank you very, very much, Jane, for being on the program with us once again.
Awesome. What?
Thanks once again for being on the show.
Oh, and thank you for a wonderful time.
Absolutely. We'll take a break. This is Montreal's News Talk leader, CJD 800 and News Talk 1010, CFRB, Toronto.